Joining us by phone is Keith Foy from Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You're dealing with an issue that apparently needs more public education because a lot of people are not taking advantage of a big tax credit.
That's correct. The state's Farmland Preservation Program has tax credits available so that if you agree to keep your land in agricultural use, meet the soil and water conservation requirements, you get an annual tax credit. What we're finding is the law changed in 2009, and quite a number of people are not utilizing the correct form to collect the tax credits, and as a result, are probably collecting to the tune of about $3 per acre per year less in credits than what they're entitled to.
That can add up some big bucks for a lot of these people that have hundreds of acres in various programs.
Yeah, just estimated based on that, we estimate that's almost $1 million statewide, and there's varying degrees of that because the form that is being used is one that's supposed to be just for those that have older farmland preservation agreements. So virtually anyone under farmland preservation zoning, even though you're not one of the highest counties that there may be a problem, that could also be resulting in a person not claiming the correct credit if they're under farmland preservation zoning and aren't using that Schedule FCA, which is the new one.
So the difference in forms is the difference in a big tax credit.
Right, and the formula changed. The old one is based on your income and the amount of your property taxes and had a maximum credit. The new credit, if they use the Schedule FCA, is based on a per acre, so it's much simpler to calculate, and it's based on all the acres that are zoned for farmland preservation, and there isn't necessarily a maximum credit.
Does it matter which type of farmland preservation program you're in, or does this encompass all the various programs?
Well, there's the various programs, but it's basically there's two ways that you participate. One is if you have a farmland preservation agreement, and agreements that were entered into before 2009 should use the old Schedule FC yet. Those that would have new agreements, and there's some in your listening area up in, for instance, Langlade County, and then there's also in Clark County that are just now getting farmland agreements. These new agreements, they should also be using that Schedule FCA. And again, that relates to a higher per acre tax credit. So those under agreements and then all the people that are participating based on their land being zoned for farmland preservation, they also would be getting this per acre tax credit, and they should be using that Schedule FCA, the new schedule.
Are you finding that the word is not out in certain areas of the state where some are taking more advantage of this than others?
There is some differences. For instance, the last year and then again this year, the highest number of farmers that were losing out on tax credits are here in Dane County. Second highest was Rock County. Third highest was Jefferson County. So, and all three of those are ones where there are more than, in fact, Dane County, there's more than 1,200 farmers collecting the credit. And these other ones, there's, more than 600. So to have a couple hundred people not collecting the credit may not seem like a lot, but that's still a fair number of people that aren't collecting what's due them as far as the credits.
Is this one of those issues that catches tax preparers off guard? Is it something they don't know about?
I'm hoping that they would know, but obviously that's not the case. The law changed in 2009, and it first went into effect with tax year 2010, so that would have been the credit in your income tax return that you would have filed in early 2011. And so we tried to do an effort with news releases and so forth last year, but obviously we're still not getting, because there were still over almost 2,000 participants that in appearance would have used the wrong form and aren't collecting the credits that are due them.
How would you tell people to see more on your website, or who should they call to get more info if they have questions to make sure they're doing the right thing?
Someone wants to call, they can either give me a call at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, or another person that's aware of this is Chris Modaff, one of my staff. Also, they should be able to look on the Department of Revenue website. They also have information that commonly asked questions related to the Farmland Preservation Tax Credit. And I know there it does talk about the idea of that the law has changed and you need to use the correct form for applying for the tax credit. Or our website, I believe, would have the news release we just sent out relative to this. And that also then has, this Chris Modaff's phone number and email address.
Anything you'd like to add today?
It's just one where there's requirements, so it's not like this is something that's free to people. To qualify, they need to keep their land in ag use, so they're not taking advantage of selling the land for possibly a higher price for development. Also, meeting the soil and water conservation requirements, and so that's where every person in Wisconsin is benefiting because that's protecting soil and water resources. And in exchange for that, they get this tax credit. If you're due a higher credit, then in a sense, you're doing these requirements without being compensated the way the law is intended. Because again, for instance, to qualify, you have to have a nutrient management plan. That costs something often to do. So you may as well get what's entitled to you because you're providing something good to the state of Wisconsin by preserving farmland and meeting the soil and water conservation requirements.
Keith Foy with Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Thanks for joining us today.
Very good.